Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Begin with WE by Kyle McDowell is a leadership and culture guide built around a simple idea. Excellence is not an aspiration, but a set of shared behaviors practiced every day. Drawing on the author's experience leading large teams in demanding corporate environments, the book argues that high performance becomes sustainable only when people commit to common standards that apply to everyone. Rather than relying on slogans, perks, or vague value statements, McDowell organizes his approach into 10 practical principles designed to shape how teams communicate, make decisions, handle accountability, and treat one another. The framework is meant to be memorable and repeatable, making it easier for leaders to teach expectations and for employees to self-correct without constant supervision. The tone is action-oriented, focusing on what it looks like to build trust, reduce drama, and raise the bar in meetings, customer interactions, and everyday execution. Overall, the book positions culture as a competitive advantage that is created intentionally, protected consistently, and reinforced through everyday choices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, culture is a choice, not a slogan. A central topic in the book is that culture is the result of repeated behavior, not the words printed on a wall. McDowell frames excellence as a deliberate decision that must be translated into clear expectations and reinforced through consistency. When teams say they value integrity, teamwork, or customer focus but tolerate shortcuts and mixed standards, they train people to ignore the message. Begin with WE emphasizes that a strong culture starts when leaders define what good looks like in observable actions, then model it publicly. This includes how leaders show up to meetings, how they handle mistakes, and how they talk about customers and colleagues when no one is watching. The book also highlights the cost of ambiguity. Without agreed-upon standards, people invent their own, and performance becomes uneven and political. By contrast, a shared set of principles creates alignment and reduces friction because employees know the rules of engagement. The practical payoff is a workplace where people can move faster with less second-guessing. Instead of depending on charisma or constant oversight, teams use the principles as a reference point to keep behavior and decisions aligned with excellence. Secondly, accountability that starts with me. Another important topic is personal ownership as the foundation of team performance. The book's WE focus does not mean avoiding responsibility. It means each person brings a strong, I will, mindset to the collective. McDowell describes accountability as proactive rather than reactive, where individuals raise issues early, admit missteps quickly, and follow through without being chased. This approach shifts the culture from blame and excuses to learning and reliability. A key idea is that accountability must be universal. High standards lose credibility when applied only to some people, especially when top performers or senior leaders get a pass. The principles encourage leaders to set a clear bar and then hold everyone to it in a respectful, consistent way. The emphasis is also on constructive accountability, using facts and outcomes instead of emotion or personal attacks. When people know that expectations are fair and consistent, they are more willing to take responsibility because the process feels safe and predictable. Over time, this creates a team that corrects itself, where peers can address issues directly and leadership time is freed for coaching, planning, and growth rather than constant enforcement. Thirdly, candor, trust, and the end of workplace drama, Begin with WE, places strong weight on communication that is direct, respectful, and aimed at solving problems rather than protecting egos. The book treats trust as something built through consistent truth-telling and follow-through. In many organizations, people avoid hard conversations, share concerns in side channels, or soften feedback until it becomes meaningless. McDowell argues that these habits create confusion, resentment, and drama, all of which undermine excellence. The principles push teams toward candor by setting norms for how to disagree, how to raise concerns, and how to resolve conflict without personalizing it. This includes addressing issues with the right person rather than venting to others, and focusing on behaviors and outcomes instead of assumptions about intent. The value of this approach is speed and clarity. Problems surface earlier, decisions improve, and relationships become more resilient because people stop guessing what others really think. For leaders, the topic also implies modeling transparency, including owning mistakes and communicating expectations clearly. When candor becomes normal, employees spend less energy managing impressions and more energy producing results, which directly supports a culture of excellence. Fourthly, raising standards through consistent execution. A culture of excellence depends on execution habits that are repeatable under pressure. The book highlights that many teams confuse effort with outcomes and activity with progress. McDowell's principles aim to create a shared standard for how work is planned, prioritized, and delivered, so performance does not depend on heroics. This topic includes reliability and small commitments, because small misses train the organization to accept bigger ones. It also emphasizes finishing strong, preparing thoroughly, and taking pride in details that shape customer experience and internal trust. Consistency matters because it reduces variability, and variability is where errors, rework, and frustration grow. The principles are designed to help teams align on what great looks like, then measure themselves against that bar. Leaders can use the framework to spot gaps between stated expectations and actual behavior, and to coach improvements without making it personal. For individuals, the topic encourages adopting disciplined routines, planning ahead, and communicating early when obstacles appear. The overall message is that excellence is a set of controllable behaviors, and when those behaviors are reinforced daily, results improve without requiring constant urgency or burnout. Lastly, sustaining excellence by leading and hiring for WE. The book also addresses how to sustain a high-performing culture over time, especially as organizations grow, face turnover, or encounter market stress. McDowell's WE concept functions as a filter for leadership behavior, team norms, and hiring decisions. A culture may improve temporarily through a big initiative, but it fades if new people are not selected, onboarded, and coached to uphold the same principles. This topic highlights the importance of leaders reinforcing the principles in everyday moments, recognizing the right behaviors, correcting the wrong ones quickly, and making standards visible in decisions about promotions and rewards. It also suggests that culture protection requires courage, because the hardest moments are when a skilled contributor violates norms, or when a skilled contributor violates norms, or when short-term targets tempt leaders to compromise values. By treating principles as non-negotiable, teams avoid the slow erosion that turns excellence into mediocrity. For hiring and onboarding, the message is to evaluate candidates for ownership, teamwork, and candor, not just technical skill. Sustaining WE becomes easier when everyone shares a language for expectations, making it possible to scale excellence without losing the human trust that makes performance durable. In conclusion, this book fits leaders, managers, team leads, and individual contributors who want clearer expectations, less politics, and higher performance without burnout. It is especially useful for people building teams in fast-paced environments where inconsistent standards create rework, conflict, and customer frustration. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. The principles encourage habits that reduce stress, such as addressing issues directly, keeping commitments, and setting boundaries around what excellence requires. In turn, that can improve career momentum because dependable, accountable people become trusted quickly. The WE focus also helps readers strengthen relationships at work by replacing vague culture talk with specific behaviors that build credibility and respect. Compared to many culture and leadership books that stay abstract, Begin with WE distinguishes itself through a simple, repeatable framework designed to be taught, adopted, and reinforced. The 10 principles are meant to serve as a shared operating system that teams can reference in meetings, feedback conversations, and hiring decisions. That makes the book worth buying for readers who want a usable playbook rather than inspiration alone. If you are trying to unify a team, reset standards, or protect a strong culture during growth, this approach offers a concrete way to make excellence measurable and sustainable. If you would like to support Kyle McDowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.